AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. An FDA advisory panel recommends a two-dose kid-size Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. Panel member Dr. Paul Offit admits it was a nerve-wracking decision.
Never when you know everything, you never know everything. The question is, when do you know enough? And I think we certainly know that there are many children between 5 and 11 years of age who are susceptible to this disease, who could very well be sickened or hospitalized or die from it.
Recommendation now goes to FDA leadership for approval. If that occurs, then the CDC will go through a similar process next week. Congressional Democrats continue work on President Biden's domestic policy bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I believe a final deal is within reach. Democrats will keep working until we're able to reach an agreement and pass this transformational legislation.
The president continues to work with a number of lawmakers on both the tax outlines and specific programs in the final product. Democrats hope Biden could cite major accomplishments to world leaders when they meet later this week. They're also facing an October 31st deadline to pass a related $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure plan. Boise, Idaho police identify the 27-year-old local man who opened fire inside a city mall yesterday, killing two and wounding a number of other people. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Authorities say the gunman came well-armed to the mall and first shot to death security guard Joe Acker, who they say died trying to stop the shooter. He then shot and killed another victim. Others were wounded in the mall, and then police got into a shootout outside with the suspect, who now has died. He's identified as 27-year-old Jacob Burquist of Boise. An officer and an older woman were also injured in that shootout.
Police say Burquist was known to them as well as mall security, mainly for disorderly conduct. This is AP News. A Brazilian Senate committee recommends criminal indictment against President Jair Bolsonaro for his mishandling of the country's response to the coronavirus pandemic. A federal jury in North Carolina awards millions to a former hospital executive in a discrimination case. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
A former top executive at North Carolina-based Novant Health was awarded $10 million by a federal jury Tuesday in a reverse discrimination case. News outlets reported David Duval filed a lawsuit in 2019 saying he lost his job as a senior vice president of marketing and communication because Novant Health wanted to diversify top leadership positions. The jury said Novant Health failed to prove it would have dismissed Duval regardless of his race. In his lawsuit, Duval said he was fired in 2018 without warning or explanation and was replaced by two women, one black and one white. I'm Mike Gracia.
There's no indication that the company will appeal. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.